Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
What? Oh, my. I'm Drew Tignanelli? All right, everybody. So this is Money, Riches, and Wealth, but no Drew Tignanelli tonight. We locked him in the closet down the hall. We're going to let him go at the end of the show. This is Mike McCarthy, and I'm here with...
Chris O'Shea. Is great to be with you, Mike. And Drew will be back next week. But we get to... we're usually here, either
yep.
you or me. And so we just happen to be here together. So it's a great combination, and we're looking to get some calls and do the same thing we normally do, answer some questions.
Yeah, so if you have a question about anything financial related, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. We're on an open show, as Drew likes to say.
Did you really lock him down the in the closet down
no,
the hall?
No, no, no. I locked him in the lunchroom so he'd have food and water. That'd be mean. No. Drew's busy. Taking care of some personal stuff tonight.
Sure, yeah. He's off this week. He's rarely off. So it's good that that we can be here in his stead. And so whether it's financial markets, we've obviously had turbulence in the last week. You've had the announcements with the vaccine trials advance. But there's financial planning. There's the years coming up. A lot of folks talking about what should I be doing or not doing at this time of year. So, 401k rollovers, Roth conversions, tax loss selling. We were talking today about that. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on.
We're getting towards the end of the year.
Yeah, Social Security is still always, what should I do? Talking to a client today, they, you know, talking about how does Medicare work with COBRA, right? I just, you know, I'm just ending my job.
The letters you may need.
And so there's just a lot of complications out there. We've seen a lot of these things. And so we're ready to take the phone calls.
Yeah. So, well, if as Drew always says, the beginning of the show is the best time to call because there's no one in line. There's no one in front of you. If you've never called into the show tonight, this is the perfect night to call in because we've never answered a phone call ourselves.
Well, maybe one or two.
Maybe one or
but,
two.
But so I tell you, it was when I started coming over here, it was torrential downpour. So, you know, for folks, hopefully you've got that you can just – tell your car to make a phone call
right,
and dial in the number. But
absolutely.
We have several open lines. It looks like one person's coming on, but we have several open lines here, 922-6680, 410.
I know while we're waiting for our first caller to come in, and we were talking about stuff, investments in the end of the year.
Yeah.
This is the time to talk to your tax preparer, talk to your tax planner, kind of get an idea where your income is because there's so much possible change coming, changes in the tax code. And opportunities in the tax rates that we have this year to maybe do some Roth conversions if it's appropriate for you. So we have Jack in Silver Spring, and Jack is wants to talk about student loans. So, Jack, what's your question?
Okay, so I got I'm a parent. I got a Parent Plus loan for my kid, and it gets paid automatically every month. There's, you know, part of its principal, part of its interest, and it's not going to be finished for like 20 years to be paid off. Okay. Now, we got the CARES Act, and can that apply to me? My payments have been coming out every month, part principal, part interest, no change. It's being automatically taken out from my checking account. But I was reading that the CARES Act, you can suspend the interest payment part. And if you just keep paying the same amount, that could all go towards principal. But the company that's withdrawing it every month, they're taking interest out every month just as if there was no change at all. And I'm just wondering, am I missing out possibly on being able to apply my total payments every month right now towards the principal, and,
sure.
you know, the loan would be paid off quicker down the end.
Sure, Jack. So those loans, the Parent PLUS loans do qualify. The most important thing is that it is a federal loan, but nothing changes. Nothing happens until you make the election. You have to call into the servicer and tell the servicer you want to make that election for the interest waiver, and that's what you got to do.
Ah, so I've been missing out by not – okay. Okay, how long does this go for? I mean, is there an end point where, you know, this plan stops, the interest-free part stops?
You know, Chris, do you know the answer to that one? I don't know when the waiver goes. I wanted to say it wasn't a terribly long period of time. Was it just for the year?
I don't think it goes beyond the year. I don't know that for sure, though. Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to look that one up and see if we can find it for you. Maybe we'll call it back out later in the show.
And by the way, since I missed, you know, I could call them up tomorrow and, you know, great advice, guys. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
For the rest of the year, let's say it ends at the end of the year, I could get at least a few payments in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But is there any way you think I could do it retroactively?
Probably not.
Law started?
No, I would guess not that it, you know, I don't know that law specifically offhand. That one hasn't come up a lot other than to know which loans qualify and at least what you get to defer. But in general, they don't normally allow that. But the loan servicer should have all those details. But definitely nothing's going to happen until you give them a call.
The relief measures, according to the studentaid.gov website, says they were through September 30th.
Yeah, so that might be over.
Oh, through September 30. Yeah. Okay, well, but I got to make a call.
Well, make a call and double check with it. Yep, unfortunately, that wasn't one that we had off the top of our minds.
All right, you guys are great.
Thank All right, thank you, Jack. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
So, student loans is a big topic. We still have lines open, so go ahead and give us a call, 410-922-6680. I just keep wanting to read the thing that says 410-WCBM-680, but it's 410-922-6680. We were talking a little bit about end-of-year tax planning. The other thing that I like to always bring up towards the end of the year for the next year, because this year we didn't have RMDs, required minimum distributions, but there's no reason to think we won't have it. But we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back from traffic. So take it away, traffic.
This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this is Money, Riches, and Wealth with your co-hosts tonight, Michael McCarthy and Chris O'Shea. It is an open show, so we're taking calls. 410-922-6680. That's 410-922-6680. We're going to go right to Tom in Middle River on annuities. Tom, what's your question?
Okay, I got an annuity that matured. It was hit with the COVID crash. I lost $30,000, but I gained back about six after the first quarter this year. I'm worried about another crash with the presidential switchover, and then maybe the next year. Is there anything I can do? Should I stay with the stock market or start looking for another vehicle?
Well, you know, we have no idea what the market's going to do, you know, short term or long term. If the future is like the past, over time, stocks give you a better rate of return and give you a higher return than other alternatives to come risk with that. But Drew has often said on the show that precedents don't matter as much you know, their policies, you know, may around the edges do things over a period of time. But really the big thing is the Federal Reserve. What is the Federal Reserve doing? So the Federal Reserve is very accommodative.
Oh, yeah.
The central banks around the world have put so much money into the system. So they're accommodative. The last time the market was down significantly was the fourth quarter of 2018. So, you know, at that point in time, the Federal Reserve was tightening up on money. So, I mean, long story short, that, you know, could there be another downturn related to COVID? Potentially, if the restrictions and lockdowns, you know, take hold around the world and in the U.S. But again, that should just be a short-term thing. There's nothing else on the horizon in the short intermediate term that says the market is going to do something what it did. And again, what it did in the first quarter, you know, the S&P now is positive. It's up, you know, 9-10%. So I'm not sure what you were in the variable annuities that you were in, if you were in things that didn't come all the way back, but a lot of things have come all the way back.
And do you know what type of annuity you have? Is it a variable annuity or a guaranteed withdrawal annuity or one of the many others?
I think it's one of the many others. I've had it with a life insurance company annuity.
Yeah, so one of the things you're going to really pay attention to there is, especially in making a consideration to change it into another vehicle, if the value has gone down greatly, you might have a really big reason not to change it into another vehicle because you want to actually rely on that very, very expensive thing you've been paying for inside that annuity, which is the insurance component of it. The insurance
right.
component is there just in case you have, you know, your investments go down greatly. So again, annuities, that's one of those topics that's so complex that we need to see your exact annuity to give you the exact advice. But don't jump ship on the vehicle without analyzing it. And then, you know, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve, he's the most important person to me.
I understand. I understand that the stock market, you don't lose if you stay for the long term. So they've some of it's based on the stock market. So
Charles Schwab said an investor has to be an optimist.
Right. I may end up staying and waiting it out.
Yep. All right. Well, it's always good to do a review of those. Hopefully whoever sold that annuity to you is actively communicating with you and making sure you understand what you hold and if the risk tolerance is appropriate for you. So, Tom, we appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. You've been most helpful.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Yeah, so good question. You know, that has been the hardest part of our job over the last year, is talking clients through just how complicated the world is. I mean, it doesn't matter where you fall on the political spectrum. There is something scaring the bejesus out of you this year and making you question your investments. And the thing is, fear and greed are the most powerful tools in the world. And they're also, you know, the biggest threats to you, and especially threats to your financial life. That's how so much stuff gets sold. That plays off fear and greed.
And there's, you know, these so-called black swans. I mean, they happen periodically. And so that's why you have to be you have to approach the markets with a certain perspective. And so because these things are happening, and so if, you know, again, so if you're now questioning what you should do with it, well, again, you've lost a lot, so why not, depending on what you're in, there's a strong chance that's going to come back in value. While I'm thinking about it, the earlier call was a Jack asked about student
right.
plus loans. We did see that the September 30th, 2020 deadline was extended to December 31st. So at this stage, it's December 31st. Depending how things go, they may extend it further.
Right.
As it stands right now, for you have to call and ask for interest to be paused on your loans. Interest waiver. They're not going to catch back up on you, but to have the interest waived until December 31st, you've got to call and ask up.
Yeah, so Jack, make sure if you're still listening to us, if we haven't put you to sleep yet, go ahead and give that loan servicer a call tomorrow. So I was working with a client yesterday, and we were talking about the same kind of thing. You know, what should I invest in? I've got some more money to invest. And, you know, the big topics I was talking to him about is, well, you know, what's liquidity look like? How much, when do you, you know, what of this money do you need? What do you have? You have your safety net, you know, in place, your 3 to 6 months of income, all these other things. And then the next thing is, you know, what is the risk you're willing to take and what's the time horizon? When do you need the money back? Because we've got some things we do for clients that, you know, can be a really good thing if you don't need it for 10 years. But for some people, you know, for a chunk of their portfolio, they may not be able to lock it up for 10 years. And, you know, certainly with investing in stocks, I mean, 3 to 5 years at the very least is what you want to have as your timeline. So just want to remind everybody, 410-922-6680, this could be your show. And you could help us because, you know, with Drew out, this is our first time doing it. Come on and give us some calls. So, Chris, we got a couple minutes. Do you want to?
No, go for it.
So we had a couple minutes before the next break. And one of the topics that I get asked a lot about is self-directed IRAs. So the self-directed IRAs basically means the job that Charles Schwab does and Fidelity and TD Ameritrade and those types of groups. In a self-directed IRA, there's still a custodian involved, but you're taking on some of the responsibility of determining the appropriateness of the investments you buy with that IRA.
Because the traditional custodians won't hold those things.
Because the traditional custodians say, hey, man, I've got some responsibility to you, and I don't want to get sued for this, so I don't have time to go check on that strip mall and see if that's something that's okay for you to invest in.
Right.
So these self-directed IRAs, self-trusted IRAs, they become really interesting to people, especially people that want to do some real estate investing, but gold and precious metals, and then more recently, they've become a really big tool for people wanting to do cryptocurrencies. Now, I don't necessarily recommend any of those individually or collectively,
right.
But it's an interesting tool. It's an interesting way to hold an asset. But the thing that most people hear, they hear, oh, I can buy real estate with my retirement money. What they think is I could buy a vacation house. I could buy some hunting land. I could buy a house and fix it up myself. But, sorry.
To all of those issues, the answer is no.
No.
Because there's a thing called prohibited transactions that if you're taking anything out of the IRA, you're benefiting in any way personally from that. The IRA is considered to be fully distributed.
Right.
And you're going to pay tax on everything.
And penalty if you're under 59 and a half.
And there are cases where, you know, every year we see that, and I've said this for a couple of years, these court cases, where these cases have come up. So a guy had a business. He had a used car business, and he was selling things. He only paid himself $7,000 a year in compensation out of that, but he was taking money directly. You think he's just from the business. Well, but it's coming out of the IRA. So without disclosing, and he's taking this money out, prohibited transaction, $350,000 distributed to him at one time, and he's paying a graduated tax on that.
Well, that's a horror story.
Yeah.
And we can probably tell some more horror stories, but we can also tell some positive stories of how can be used. But it is an open show, so give us a call, 410-922-6680. It is time for traffic, so take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And this is Money, Riches, and Wealth with a confused Chris O'Shea. Mike McCarthy.
Well, I can't get the song. I don't know what it is. So Chris is going to have to tell us, our producer, because I've got a couple of ideas, but I don't know exactly who that is. So we are, as we wait for that information, this is Chris O'Shea and Mike McCarthy sitting in for Drew Tignanelli. This is an open show. So as Drew likes to say, you can be the show. You can be the topic of the show. You can be the special guest. Thank you. By calling up 410-922-6680 and ask your question.
Chris looks like he's got the answer, but he's played that song long enough that he probably hit a copyright violation.
It's John Fogerty, Old Man Down the Road.
I thought it might be a CCR song, John Fogerty. So
yeah.
So anyway, we are here.
We're here, and we want you to call 410-922-6680. But where we left the conversation, we were talking about self-directed,
self-trusted IRAs.
IRAs. And some of the pitfalls, some of the fact that, and you know, Chris shared a number of the main examples, but one of the other things with that, everybody always says, ha ha, I've got it. I'm going to do it in my son's name or in my sister's name or my brother's name. And, there's a specific area of lineage, but, pretty much if it's a family member, they're going to also equate that to be a prohibited transaction. You've benefited yourself in some way. The interesting thing about some of those things, like the example you were giving of the person with the used car business in their IRA, well, they're not taking much of a salary because they're building up all that money, all the profits in that business in a, you know, grow forever tax-free and until you take it out type mode. And the way that the IRS looks at that is an excess contribution, just like if you had deposited too much money in your account for a year.
So, again, yeah, there are things, there are ways that can work out, but you just have to be very careful how you do them.
Yeah, so at our firm, we've got a number of clients that have used them very successfully to do lending, generally secured notes on properties that are being flipped by people that they know really well and they trust really well. And that can be a you know, really, you know, good investment. It's the investment is only as good as the person you're working with when it comes to somebody who thinks they know real estate and knows flipping and can control costs. But there's also other types of things. There's, you know, some more debt products that are not suitable for the investment market. You know, bundled mortgages is something we've done before. And then some private equity.
And there are private placement bonds. You know, for instance, there are churches who are raising money. They sell bonds themselves. And, again, there's not a market value for those. So they can't go into a traditional, you know, custodian IRA. So, but they can go into a self-trusted IRA.
But I think the thing to always remember with these is there's a reason why Charles Schwab, Fidelity, TD, Morgan Stanley, whatever your custodian of choice may be, there's a reason why they wouldn't take those investments.
Sure.
You're taking more risk. You know, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, so we have several open lines here, 410-922-6680. Would I be correct in saying we have all of the lines open?
We have all of the lines open. I don't know. I don't know how many there are. There's so many buttons on this control board.
That's right.
So, but none of them are blinking.
410-922-6680. And we have a few minutes before the next traffic report. So one of the topics that has come up by nature of COVID and interest rates going down through the floor. I mean, your banks are paying literally almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Money market accounts, money market funds are paying 0.01. Many banks are paying 0.01. That's not 0.1. That's 0.01 interest, right? So the 30-year Treasury, I think, closed today somewhere under 160. So the concept of the 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. The bonds are there to really offset the risk of what your equities are doing because, you know, especially if you're owning U.S. Treasuries, you used to get a rate of return on those. And so, but it also was acting in a way such that if stocks were going down, your bonds were going up and so they weren't correlated to the same direction. Where if nothing else, you know, even if in times of panic, they're not going to go down as much, and they're paying you interest along the way. Well, now with rates that's so low, is people are rethinking that. What are we doing on the 60-40 portfolio? So we have a call we're going to go to, and we'll continue this conversation later.
We do. We love the callers. So we are going to go to Bob in Lutherville. Bob in Lutherville, you want to talk about investments?
Yes. Am I on the line?
You are. You're live.
Yes, thank you. Yes, my wife and I both have, you know, a fairly decent amount. We're at retirement age, started taking it, but we're still working. Long story short, we're looking for something, and I don't know if it even exists. We're pretty diversified, you know, with mutual funds and things like that. But is there anything, I was listening to what you were just saying, like, you know, money markets are stable, but it's virtually not any return at all. Is there anything out there that's stable? I'm not sure if we want to get locked in with an annuity, but something that would be stable that would produce some decent amount of return. I was thinking like a tax-free bond fund. We have a lot, four or five funds through Price, for example, and they seem to do for a long-term 10 to 15 years about 3 or 4%. I mean, I'd be satisfied with that, but is there anything, because I'm worried about the stock market,
yeah,
you know, long-term at retirement age. Yes.
So I'll give a couple, and then I'll let Chris cut in. We got some more callers coming in too. So on the money market and things like that, if it's not in retirement accounts, you've got one option that's the online banks. We talk about them all the time here, getting a little bit better of return, anywhere between 0.4 and 0.6.
Right.
The So that's one option. In the investment accounts, one of the things that has been popular over the years is strategic municipal bonds and strategic municipal bond managers, and there's a number of them out there. And that can give you kind of a tax preferred return, especially if you're doing that in a taxable account. Does anything, you know, strike out to you, Chris?
Well, sure. I mean, as you, we like to say, from the risk-free rate of return, so, you know, the Treasury bills aren't paying a whole lot.
0.25.
The 10-year closed a little under 1% today, just about 1%. So anything that's getting more than 1% is going to come with risk. So municipal bonds are going to pay a little bit more, 10-year, not tremendously more. High-yield bonds on a short-term basis, we think that's a potential opportunity. You get something that with a year or so maturity or call on feature on that, they can yield you 4.5%. It comes with some added risk.
They're taxable, aren't they? Because we're really, since we're still working and we both now have Social Security coming in recently, we're getting slammed on taxes. We end up paying like $7,000-$8,000 last year.
Well, sure, yeah.
If write-offs with the house paid. So I'm just thinking we'd like to get something, if it's even possible, in the maybe 3-4%, if that's too much return,
if you're going to get that, you're going to take on more risk. So are there municipals that are paying you more? Well, sure. There are, you know, there's Puerto Rican bonds that are paying a lot higher. And there's certain fund managers that we know, that we trust, they're the specialists, and they go, we're not touching anything from Puerto Rico, but they're yielding you more. So you really have to, you know, if you're willing to take some more risk, but let me back up a step to say the answer is not really. There's nothing that's going to give you 3.5% and going to be stable and going to be there for sure over the next 5 to 8 years.
Conversation that I'm getting off about Maryland tax free because it's triple tax free, and they seem to, on the long haul, 8, 5, 10, 15 years, seem to average out to 3-4%.
Well, they have, but now rates are down, right? So yeah. with them, you know, so even if you own existing bonds that have a higher coupon, the prices of those now are down. The yield on those is going to be just like a brand new yield coming out. So anyhow, it's a risk reward. How much interest are you looking to get? And how much risk are you willing to take?
Bob, we hope we've helped you, but we got to move along a little bit.
Thank you,
Bob. So we have three callers on the line. Looking forward to getting their questions. So if you're on the line and you're listening, please hold. We're going to go away to traffic, and then we'll get back all those calls.
This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Very peaceful. Very nice and relaxing. Well, I don't want to
waste... Stuart, you're the cat.
Oh, good for you. So I don't want to waste too much time. We've got three great callers on the line.
Sure. We've got Chris O'Shea and Mike McCarthy sitting in for Drew. Let's go to the first call.
First call. All right. Peter, you have a question about a reverse mortgage.
Yep. Well,
yeah, Peter, you're on the air.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's good.
Yes. I guess my question is relatively simple here. If I go to a reverse mortgage, am I prevented by law not to rent my property?
You know, it's not going to be a law. It's going to be the rules of that mortgage note. But for the most part, that property has to remain your primary residence.
So in other words, I have to live on the property to get a reverse mortgage.
Oh, absolutely. The moment you move off the property, you need to repay the loan or sell the property.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right?
Yes. Simple enough.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you very much. We're going to move on to Rebecca. Appreciate your call.
All righty.
All right. So, Rebecca, we are going to you. We're going to talk about cutting loss.
Yes, and I would like to know, and like, in a, I know what you don't have a lot of time, but explain to me how to read when I get all these papers. What do I look for to make sure someone's not taking money out of my account unauthorized or like everything's all right? Because basically what I'm doing now is I read the reports, and like if it's in or out and I understand it and I look at the deposits or the withdrawals, but like it's kind of odd that there's always some kind of hidden thing in there. So maybe you can give me a primer on how to read these reports.
Well, unfortunately, the truth of the matter is, and I get this from even our own clients because they get statements from Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, and some other custodians. And each custodian's statement is different, and they're all looking at things a different way, and they're all, you know, really, to be honest with you, somewhat difficult to read. For clients of our firm, we produce a different statement that we believe is easier to read. We've had some clients say that one's too hard to read. So what I think is really best in your case is two things. One, spending time with whoever you have that account with and getting them to walk you through it. They should be more than happy and willing to do that. The other thing that I think is always a good move for anybody, if you're looking at your statements and you're just feeling inconfident, you're like, you know what, I'm not sure I see everything that I need to see here. I'm not sure that I understand what I have to see here. You wouldn't be alone. You know, most of America is divided up into the financial, you know, family member, the non-financial family member. So find someone you trust in your network, in your environment, in your family, and ask them to help you look at the statements. That's the best thing, because unfortunately, me trying to tell you how to read one of those statements is, well, which of the 150 versions?
Sure.
Well, are there any, like, red signals, like, really, like, just stand out, like maybe one or two?
Now, I mean,
it gets back to if the person you're working with has discretion to make trades or not. Are you given authorization to everything they buy or sell?
Well, yes, in last in, first out, that type of thing. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a very difficult. As Mike said, the best thing to do is complicated.
You've
got to sit down and look at a statement and have somebody walk you through.
And Rebecca, you got to have trust. And I don't mean to mean that you just give the trust, but meaning if you don't have trust, you need to reevaluate.
You reevaluate where your money is, and sure.
I think one.
Go with your gut, huh?
Well, I mean, in the end, if you don't, the one way you can really protect yourself is that you're working with somebody who doesn't have custody of assets, meaning that the only time, like if you're working with a Charles Schwab, the only time that money can go from the account to anyone else is if it goes to you at your address or you authorize it to go somewhere else. And anytime you're sending money in there, it's made out to Charles Schwab and Company for the benefit of your account. So that person then, you know, has no ability to take money from that account because they're not authorized by the custodian to do that. So if you long.
I don't mean to interrupt, but it always seems to be like it's the same amount no matter what it is. I mean, everything equals out. I know that sounds weird, but that's what it is.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I think the thing you got to do is, make sure you're with a qualified custodian. And like I said, you got to get help. You either got to ask for the person who's managing your account or someone else in your network. But, Rebecca, I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, that's okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wonderful having the call with you. And we are going to move on to Bill in Perry Hall. Bill.
Yes, hi. Just two basic questions. It doesn't seem logical that the stock market would rise up, would increase so much when Biden supposedly got elected. It would make more sense the market would go up if somebody like Trump would have been elected, and he knows a lot more about the economy and for this country. Second question is, what do you think the future of the energy stocks would be?
Yeah, that's taking the first question first. So the market, when it went up, they really reacted the night of, also election night, when they saw that it was going to be a split government, because they had already discounted the quote unquote blue wave and they got comfortable with that. And then the blue wave, I mean, there was going to be different kind of spending. There's going to be stimulus that was going to happen. But then when it looked like it was going to be the Senate was going to retain to the Republicans and maybe know, at best case, then the markets rallied on that because they said, you know, on balance, that the Republicans are not going to raise taxes as much. They're not going to spend as much money. So it could have had some of that. But the biggest thing that markets responded to was the report of the vaccine progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And, over 90% effective Pfizer vaccine candidate. And then in addition to that, you know, the president of the United States and the stock market as a whole, the market as a whole, it's just not that correlated. We've kind of said it before.
Right, and it's just all that is just people voting for that particular day. There are more buyers than sellers in the futures market. That's all that meant. So over time, though, so the second question was
Energy stocks.
Energy stocks. So
come back where they were before.
Yeah, energy stocks. I mean, you know, in the end, we thought, you know, the volatility in energy is such that over the long haul really doesn't beat other sectors. So we've kind of stayed out of energy for quite a few years. But in the end, if the administration was against coal, well, then you don't want to own coal stocks. You know, if the administration is against energy, is against oil and oil-related energy stocks, then again, it's you're looking at an area that is one that we would try to avoid.
Bill, you heard me say that the market as a whole isn't that responsive to who's the president, but sectors are. Sectors like the energy market are. Sectors like solar. Sectors like healthcare. Sectors like infrastructure. And each of the two administrations had winners and losers within sectors that could be affected based on which one took the office. And unfortunately, energy is not necessarily going to be something that Biden's policies would support greatly.
In favor, right.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, it was a great call, and thank you for calling in. We are still on a open show. We don't have much time left, 410-922-6680. We got about a minute left. Is something you want to talk?
So I'm going to fill up just to finish the conversation. We'll put more into the conversation on the 60-40 portfolio, like we said. So there are So the topic I brought up before is in the past, the 60% equity, 40% bond portfolio, the bonds were really looked to take out the risk, offset the risk, or reduce the overall risk of the portfolio and what your equities are doing. But now that interest rates are so low, many people are rethinking that dynamic. Is the 40% in bonds, can you really have that much in traditional treasuries and other safe things to give you that offset? And so the question is a real question. There's a lot of things. We could plan a whole show talking about it, but it's something that I think people should be thinking about.
Yep.
Just because that's going to impact your overall portfolio.
All right. Well, Chris, I think we pulled it off. What do you think?
Well, we're at the end of the hour, Mike, and it's time to let Drew out of the closet. No, Drew's going to be back here next week. We appreciate Chris helping us, and we appreciate the people who called in.
Yep. Have a good night, everybody. Things are gone.